Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier.
Do you feel stuck in a job but don't think you could possibly survive as your own boss? Are you thinking, if I follow my passion, the money will just come? And is it really possible to connect your life purpose to the way you earn a living? This week, Clay Collins is on the show to talk about how you can live your mission and pay the bills. Welcome to The New Man. Today I've got Clay Collins. He's the creator of Project Mojave. Clay, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely. So I had one of the listeners send in an email to me and it was like, you got to check this guy out. Check out this blog. It's at financeyourfreedom.com. So I go there and I check it out and I see quit your job, escape cubicle hell, live anywhere. And I was like, that sounds pretty cool, but that's got like some kind of sales thing to it. But then I clicked on your story and I was pretty inspired, and I was wondering if you would just share with us a little bit about, like, what's your mission, what's your vision, what has you driving this blog and the projects that you do?
It really kind of started a long time ago. I wanted to live like a unified life that was driven towards one purpose. And so I found myself, you know, in jobs, you know, doing stuff at work, just sort of being distracted because I just had this empty sense that this is not it. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing with my time. What I actually ended up doing was sort of believing with each job that maybe I could find another job that's going to be a closer approximation of like what my deepest heart wanted to do. So I'd go from a job where I was doing legal stuff to working for a human rights organization, doing human rights advocacy work. I'm like, well, this isn't exactly it. And then I went to a grad program because I thought that that would allow me to get closer to what. So I thought that with each move, I was getting closer and closer to what I wanted to do. But what I realized was that there is no job anywhere that is going to allow me to give like my full talents and gifts to the world, because the job descriptions have been created by someone else. And it is a very, very lucky person who can find a job description written by someone else that absolutely conforms to what they need to be doing at that period in their life.
So you were out there, you were trying on all these things. Sounds like you're trying to find the perfect fit, the perfect shoe, right?
Exactly.
And yet the shoes are made for kind of some arbitrary person that, like, maybe it's not even real. And you were really trying to connect with something deep down and just not feeling satisfied.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, I felt like a total fuck up. I was like, you know, because I here I was. I thought I was a pretty smart guy, did well in college, and then I hit the workforce, and I'm like stumbling from job to job. I started a PhD program, as you know, everyone was excited for me. I got into the number one ranked program, full scholarship, everything. You know, didn't have to pay a dime. Looked really prestigious. Dropped out. Went to a job. Dropped out. Started another grad program. Dropped out. And, you know, I was just really, really, really getting down on myself. And finally, I was just like, you know, fuck it. I have to do this on my own.
But then you started kind of clarifying your mission and vision. That's what I read on the blog that you have, Finance Your Freedom, and that's where I got lit up. So how did you arrive? Well, first state that mission and vision that you have on there, and then how you arrived there.
I have a framed mission statement right here. And this is always evolving, but it says, everything I do is oriented towards helping men generously feed their families while following their deepest purpose. I think it's an utter tragedy that people everywhere, you know, and I'm going to say especially men, because we're on this show, men primarily are concerned about feeding their family. You know, they're concerned about insurance. They feel like it's their duty. And in a lot of ways it is to take care of the material needs of their family. Mm-hmm. And so they're very hesitant to do entrepreneurial things because they don't want to fail in the eyes of their family and because they care very deeply about their family. So I think it's a tragedy when men have to get up in the morning and decide, do I live my greatest purpose or do I feed my family? You know, there being this decision that has to be made like that, like it almost brings me to tears, you know, when I really, really, really think about it, because it's just a decision that doesn't really need to be made.
And it feels very polarized, like it's one or the other. But yet, and for so many guys, they're terrified. It is scary to think that they would give up something that's pretty secure, yet it sucks the soul out of them in order to be able to support this family.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Got it. And so your mission became to support that guy, to give that guy some path. Is that what it is?
You know, this roadmap stuff and the market research stuff I do and the internet marketing stuff I do, it's half of the curriculum. The other half is inner game about freedom, because this largely exists in your mind. I show people how to create what I call freedom businesses, and honestly, you will never create a freedom business unless you are already free in your mind. And I can show you how to amp that up. I can show you how to do that much faster than you would be able to do it on your own. But I also can show you how to get to that freedom spot in your head much faster. And so most internet marketing curriculums, like, completely, it's like they pretend like there is no human, like we're getting you a cash getting system, you know. And my system, it's a freedom earning system, and it takes work, but so, like, half the game, half the battle is really just in your head. And I believe that any internet marketing course needs to take into consideration the whole human being, because the whole human being is what needs to make this stuff work.
Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. I mean, what is a freedom business? We haven't even gone over what you do yet and how you help people kind of make money, obviously using the internet. So how do you help a guy make money using the internet?
Project Mojave is designed to help people create a freedom business in 3 months. So to go from pretty much nothing to having a, you know, 2 to 5K income in around 3 months. There's lots of variables, like individual intelligence, experience, drive, the amount of time they're willing to put in it, and sometimes just sheer luck. But it has happened. It completely works. What a freedom business is a business that's designed to have a high probability of success in a short period of time. And it also requires little capital investment. And it's designed to eventually create a business that can be highly automated so that you can free up time for things like personal growth. And I like to contrast a free, it's not a good contrast, but it there's a distinction here between what I call a freedom business and a mission business.
Okay.
And a mission business is that business that you create to do what you were born on this earth to do. And I like to see the freedom business as a stepping stone to that mission business, right? So like your dream might be to be a personal development author because you have these ideas that just have to get out and they just have to be shared. But on the way, you got to make some money and you've got to fill some immediate needs of people before there's some stepping stones to that larger vision. And I like people to set up their freedom business so that it's on the path to their mission business, but it's a necessary first step that needs to be taken. But let's go back to the elements of a freedom business. It's designed to have a high probability in a short period of time because I really think people need to make this stuff happen fast in their lives or else it's really easy to lose motivation. So it's designed to just really maximize the opportunity of success. And it's also designed to require little capital investment because let's face it, most people don't have more than $500 to be throwing around. And if they lost $500, it's not like they have another $500 and they can just invest that again into some sort of business. So it's really just kind of like, it's like punk business, man. It's like doing whatever it takes.
And so the freedom business, let me just get it straight. The freedom business comes along, doesn't take a lot of money, and it's designed to get up and running quickly be automated so the guy can then use his time and energy and the money this thing is kicking off to support his family and actually pursue the thing that is most important in his life. Is that right?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, what's in the way? Like, is this just that people don't know about this? I mean, I've got my skepticism. Like, I don't even know what you're selling. Like, is it rubber dog shit from China or is it something that's valuable? What is the business itself?
Well, so this isn't like a business opportunity in the sense that it's not multi-level marketing. It's not, it's not real estate. I'm not going to give you the specific business plan. I'll give you the structure so that you can write your own business plan. But the best product for a freedom business, with all the people I've worked with, the best product for a freedom business is an information product. Selling an ebook, selling a video that can be downloaded because they can be made very quickly. They can be made with almost like no money. If you have computer and Skype and you go out and interview like 10 experts in one area, you can make a very highly valuable info product in a week. The thing is, most people don't know how to create information products that are going to be valuable in the eyes of others. And they also don't know how to find needs where there's like a lot of people searching for something, like people want it, but there's not a lot of products out there in the market space. So, there are these gaps sometimes where it's like there's just tons of search volume, like everyone's searching for something in Google, but then there's no product there. And you're like, well, this is easy. I just make the product and step in and give people what they want. And like, we're good to go.
Got it.
At its core, Project Mojave teaches people how to start information product businesses.
You help people find the niche, right? Where are people searching? There's a demand there. And then you also supply the how, like here's what to do in order to create your product.
Yeah, totally. It's nuts and bolts.
I was reading on your site. It seems like those are the two big things that get in the way is like we need some kind of guarantee that or some kind of hit that this is going to be successful. Mm-hmm. And also we just need to know what the hell to do. And you're offering both, right?
Yeah.
I was reading one of your blogs here and you talk about the myth of do what you love and the money will follow. And you're saying there's something missing there. What are you talking about?
So most people focus either, they're like entrepreneurs, they're either focusing on opportunity or they're focusing on what they love. But the truth is that both of those spheres can be like a Venn diagram that overlaps. And if you draw a circle around everything that you love to do and you draw a circle around everything that will make you money, there might be like a 1-2% overlap between those two spheres. So there's something in there where you can do something that's going to make you money. And you're also going to be able to do what you love, but most people aren't versed in one of those spheres. They know what they're about. They know they have their personality defined. They know what they're at their core, but they have no clue how to make money. And then there are people that like they've devoted their lives to learning how to make money. They have no clue what they're about. So I try and help people find that like sweet spot where they can do what they love and make money.
Wow. And so let me get this right. You help people get clear on, hey, there's this one list on this one side. Here's all the things that you love. Here's what you really care about. Here's what you're all about. Here's your kind of your gifts, the things that you love to do. Well, that doesn't mean jack when it comes to actually making money. But on the other side, here are all these ways that you can earn money, maybe with your skill sets or something that you can grow into. And there's an overlap. There's a place there where what you love and who you're about will overlap in a very small space, probably, what it is that you can actually do to earn an income. But most people, you're saying, either kind of stick to one side or the other. And
right.
And they get consumed with, no, I'm just going to keep doing what I do and I love and the money will just come. Or the other guy's like, fuck it, I just do this job and, you know, I don't even know what I love anymore.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's an actual process. There's a process that can that a person can be led through, and they can find this thing that they love. But this isn't a freedom business you're talking about anymore. This is more in alignment with that mission. Is that right?
No, this actually applies to the freedom business too, because there's a certain amount of this that has to be done if you're going to be motivated to even do your freedom business. I've found, again, working with a lot of people, that even with a freedom business, even if you're doing it just to get yourself to quit your day job, there's something that has to drive you, because you're putting in your free time. There's always risk involved, and unless there's like a kernel, at least a kernel, a speck of like actual love for it, then no one's actually going to execute. So that's why I like to see everyone create their freedom business as like the first step on the way to their mission business, because unless it's seen as part of that trajectory towards fulfilling your deepest purpose, maybe it's just one tiny chunk of it, but unless it's seen as en route to doing some sort of mission, most people won't follow through. It's surprising. People think they'll follow through, and most people are like, yeah, I'll join this and I'll follow through. But unless they actually care on some level, they won't follow through at all.
You have to have some connection to the bigger picture in your life when you're working for yourself and you're creating one of these businesses, because if it's not connected in some way to what you're really passionate about, even if it's just a chunk, you're not going to do it. You don't give a shit. It's not worth your time.
Right. Yeah. I'll give you an example. I was talking about these two spheres with like purpose and mission. I think most people should start with one of those spheres. Like they should look at everything they love to do and then go through all of those looking for something that's going to make money. Or they should go to the list of everything that's going to make money and find something that like they can live with. Like they actually like them. They're going to like themselves more for having done it. There's got to be something there. You got to at least like it.
Okay. And now what is jobification? You got this word on in one of your jobification. What happens when we jobify something?
Yeah, so I wrote this article called Why the Jobification of Your Passion Can Be the Ticket to Hating Your Life. I'm finding over and over and over again that if you do to yourself what your boss does to you when you work at home, so if you go at home and you like recreate your work environment, you're going to hate your life. You're absolutely going to hate it.
So if you go home and bend yourself over a barrel and screw yourself in the ass, you're going to hate you're going to hate your passion.
Exactly. Or even some sort of, you know, lesser form. You know, if you find yourself, you're like, all right, this is a job. I'm going to get up at 8 and I'm going to work till 5. And I'm, X, Y, and it's going to be regimented. And it just doesn't work like that. Mm-hmm. When you work for yourself at home, it's just a completely different ball game. It requires you to do all kinds of things that you didn't think. I get off on tangents. Here's an important one. There's no initiation rites in our society for men. None whatsoever. I mean, some people might say it's like, you know, fraternities or football. And I think those are like immature ways of like fucking up the male psyche to a large extent or to a small extent. But I don't see those as an honorable, you know, true form of like male initiation rites. When I became a man through business, when you have to hire people, when you have to fire people, when you have to take people to small claims court, when, you know, when it's the 21st of the month and you know, and you don't know where your rent's coming, and somehow you bring that in, like that turns you into a man. And I don't mean this in this some like, you know, like macho whatever thing. I mean, like your heart is like, dude, I have to pay these people because the people I'm paying have kids, and like I got to make this happen. And then you just make it happen. Like you grow up, you grow up really damn quick.
Okay.
We are giving up responsibility in our culture for earning a living. We're handing that responsibility over to corporations and saying, no, you have to give me money and I'll do whatever you say. And it makes your balls shrink. Yeah. It really does.
Well, this was under the context of jobification. And it seems to me like, don't approach this, you know, if you're going to go and start your own business, don't approach it as a job. Approach it as this expression of yourself. So what works for you? Is that what you're saying? Like, do the things that really serve you in this process.
Yeah. I used to get up every single morning in this existential crisis. Like, do I love what I'm doing? Do I really want to do what I'm doing? Do I, you know, is this what I'm about? I started, I created a mission mind map. So every day I change that. I also have a mission statement that I like tweak every single day. So it like pulls me into the process of getting clear on my focus. And I also have a mission journal that I write in every single day. And the question, you know, I'll write a question. What do I need to do today so I can fall asleep tonight at peace, having given my greatest gift to the world? And like, I just like answer that. And I answer it every single day. But I guess what this comes down to is when you work for yourself, there's going to be this vacuum of purpose that appears initially, and the majority of the most impactful work you do for yourself is just going to be getting clear and working through these existential crises and these crises of purpose that you're initially going to have. Like, working on yourself is working on your business, because there is no boundary there between your business and you. So it can be a very powerful process in that regard.
I love what you said about connecting over and over and over again with the why. Why am I doing this? Because yeah, the what you're doing may actually be pretty, you know, like, this isn't the greatest thing in the world, building links or whatever the thing that you're doing. But if we are constantly coming back to the why we're doing it, then that creates the context. Like, okay, I'm doing this because I'm in line with my purpose and I'm in line with my mission. This is in service of the mission. Now I've got the fortitude. Now I've got the gumption to actually follow through and get this shit done.
Yep. Okay. Exactly. Exactly.
And that's key. That's a daily practice. That to me seems like it's key to avoid turning this into just another job.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a question you've got to ask yourself daily, because even if you think you're fine, like, you know, a week will go by and if you haven't done this kind of internal work, you'll just wake up one day feeling like shit and you'll be like, why do I feel like shit? And then you'll look at your purpose and be like, oh, I totally am off course.
Right now, we're kind of taking away the romance of starting your own business. I've been an entrepreneur my whole life. I think the last time I worked for somebody else, I was 22 years old. So I can appreciate that there's no romance here, that for the guy that's sitting in his cubicle, he's on his way to work to a shitty job right now, that he is not thinking like, man, if I could just work from home, if I could just figure out my thing, it would all be easy. It would all be over. It would all be done. And the reality is that he's got traps there too. You're saying that he could turn that into another job if he doesn't connect it to his purpose, if he doesn't connect it to his mission on a daily basis. And the other part of it is like, you know, about really getting clear that it's not just, I don't know, the grass is greener on the other side.
The reason why I think our success rate is so much higher than these programs where they like sell some dream and then no one actually does it is because I'm like, no, like, here's what you got to do. And when you say that, people either commit or they just like they get a refund. They're like, you know, I'm like, here's what you got to do. And like, people usually will just take a deep breath and they'll be like, okay, I get it. Like, I know what needs to be done. And then they just do it. And it's amazing what people will do if you just tell them what needs to be done and stop like giving out a lot of bullshit about how easy it is.
Yeah. I certainly appreciate that. All right, so let's throw it out to the guy right now. He's stuck in traffic. He's on his way to work and he's listening to this, or maybe he's at the gym. What's one thing that he can do today to kind of start to help himself in this area?
I think that one of the best things you can do is go onto Amazon.com and get one of these like really nice you know, like $15 to $20 business journals and create a mission journal and every day get up and write down two questions. The first is, what is my purpose in life? Question mark. And you're not going to get an answer the first time. You're not going to get an answer the second time. You'll never get a perfect answer to this question. You'll constantly be rewriting that, and it'll be getting better and better and better. But you need to ask yourself that each day. And the second thing is, what do I need to do today so that I can fall asleep tonight in peace, having given everything? And it doesn't matter if you're just spending an hour each day on your purpose or finding it or getting closer, but you need to be asking yourself these questions every single day. And this will change your life. Like, this by itself, if you actually do it, will change your life. It'll scare the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
And it'll force you to either shit or get off the pot, because you'll see it there and it'll be written and it'll be clear, you know, and then you'll like look over at your wife who's sleeping in bed and you'll just be like, oh shit, look what I'm about to do. And you'll probably do it, because most people, when they actually like open their eyes to the reality, can execute. But unless they open their eyes, they're just not going
to
do it.
I would throw up the next challenge to like share it with someone else. Find a buddy that you can do this with and share the challenge. Like, here's where I am. It's one thing, you can kind of bullshit yourself and kind of stay in the closet about it. But mm-hmm. man, when you start speaking this stuff with other people and know that you're going to probably continue the conversation in a few weeks, it really has a deep impact too. So I love that.
Yeah. One thing I did is I got a frame, like a really nice frame. For, you know, every month I'll like, you know, I'll print out the latest incarnation of my missions and I'll put it up. And you know what? The house cleaners see it, you know, girlfriend comes by, whoever, they see it. It's so I'm not like hiding it. You know,
yeah.
I think when we write something that comes from our like deepest like heart, we kind of want to guard it. We don't want others to see it. But if you like, you know, take some like dry erase marker and you like write it on your mirror and you put it in a frame and it's like up, like people are going to be like, oh, what's this text in this frame? And they'll go and read it. And you just got to like, you know,
you got to own it.
You just got to deal with it. Just let them read it.
Yeah. I love that. So where do we find out more about Project Mojave?
So if you'd like to find out more about Project Mojave, I'll actually throw up a link just for listeners of the New Man podcast. Just go to projectmojavesite.com/newman. And you can learn more about it.
Okay. projectmojavesite.com/newman. And exactly. If you guys missed that one, just go to triplanier.com and we'll have the information in there too. So here are the big ideas from this episode. Number one, you don't have to choose between supporting your family and following your passion. Number two, it's a myth that if you just follow what you love, that the money will come. You gotta add some skills and the ability to provide value to others while doing it. Number three, if you don't stay in touch with your purpose, you'll turn your passion into just another burden or job. Number four, consider that working on yourself is working on your business. If you've tied your purpose to your work, then there is no separation. Number five, Clay is saying that in our culture, where we lack a credible initiation into manhood, owning and running your own business will have you grow up quickly. And number six, start a mission journal and every day answer the questions, what is my purpose? And what do I need to do today so I can fall asleep tonight in peace, knowing I have given everything? Clay, thanks so much, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and share what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tripp. I really appreciate it.
For more information on Project Mojave, visit projectmojavesite.com/newman. And be sure to visit the New Man Podcast on Facebook. Thanks for listening.